Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell with co-host Pam Adams. Home Sweet Home is brought to you by Town Center Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, where to shop, and cover everything that relates to making your home a beautiful environment. Now, let's bring on the host and begin making your home a home. Here's Pam Adams and Leslie Lovell.
Hi, hello, and welcome to Home Sweet Home. So glad to be back this week. Had a pretty busy month. We had Super Bowl, we had Valentine's Day, and now we're winding down to leap year. And we talked about that already, and Pam is going to report a little more later, I hope, if we have a little time, on the rest of the leap year story, where we can go ask a guy to marry us, which I already did this month and got a rock. So I told you that last month, or last week, I should say. I have two very special guests today. The first guest I have on today is Arlene DeLuca with Custom Monogram Veils. And my second guest is Eugenia from Senna Cosmetics. She is the CEO and founder of Senna Cosmetics. But before we start with Arlene, I want to tell you about who I am. My name is Leslie Lovell, and I own a company in town called Town Center Interior Design for many, many years. I've been a local designer since I graduated from design school in New York, and I have beautiful furnishings well below retail prices. So you really need to call me at 702-242-2395 or email me at lesliealovell@gmail.com. We also have a call-in number today. If you want to call in and ask a question to myself, Pam, or Arlene, you can call 731-1230. And if you're out of town, 866-820-5528. And Pam Adams is on her way today. She got stuck behind some a traffic accident. Luckily, she was safe. But she is on her way in. But her company is called At Your Service in Summerlin. And she does all kinds of concierge work and gourmet cooking for clients and many, many wonderful things. So she'll be on later to tell you about that. But first, I want to introduce Arlene DeLuca. I met her at Dillard's at a bridal event, and I saw her display, and I could not believe how beautiful it was. So I want to say welcome, Arlene.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I did prepare a few questions for you, and you know, you can interject any time you want, but I know that you said you were doing this a long time. Tell me a little bit how you got started in this business.
Well, I've always loved weddings. From the time I was a child, I used to pretend to marry my brother, much to his dismay, and I would actually put my I'm old, so I would put my petticoat on my head as a veil and marry my brother. So he's very relieved that I've finally gotten into the business and I'm no longer forcing him to marry me again. I've loved weddings and I've loved to sew. I learned to sew in junior high in homemaking, and I decided to put my love of weddings and my love of sewing together to open this business.
That's right. All girls love weddings, don't we?
Absolutely.
And we love going to them. We love dressing up for them. We love helping our friends pick out their wedding gowns and children and children of children. And I just think the whole aura of a wedding is amazing.
Well, it's, you know, it's an experience. It's a rite of passage. It's something that I think every young woman dreams about in one form or another.
And maybe several times.
And maybe several times. Do it till you do it right.
That's right. Keep doing it until you do it right. That's my motto. So let me ask you a few other things. What if I'm a new bride and I come to you and I say, Arlene, I've seen your veils. I've seen your headpieces. Tell me, you know, you see the shape of my face, or what do you think would work for me? Does she bring her gown in? Does she bring a picture of it? How do you do that?
Well, the best, of course, is if she has her gown, to bring the gown. I have five different sample veils. Now, they truly are samples because they are custom made. I mean, we can make them longer, shorter, in any color, with any detail. But the best way is for her to picture herself. She needs to know what she wants to look like, what the feeling is that she's trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. And we go from there.
Okay. And how long does it take if you design a veil for a bride and she says, oh, my wedding's in, you know, it's in 2 weeks. Does that freak you out or?
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, it does. I'm not saying that it is impossible, but every aspect of this veil is handmade. I cut the veils. I add a custom monogram, the bride's monogram, whether it be her maiden monogram, or what a lot of the brides are doing now, is that they use their first initial, their new married last name as their center initial, and then their husband's first name initial. So the veil marries them as well. And it becomes an instant family heirloom.
We're looking at them right now in the studio, and I have to tell you, they're really pretty.
They are stunning.
So feminine,
just
aren't
beautiful.
They?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pam.
This is Pam.
I know you got stuck behind a traffic accident.
I got stuck in traffic. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's okay. We forgive you.
Okay.
It's not your
Hi,
fault.
Arlene.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome. I'm great.
And, you know, I was just telling the audience that Arlene and I met at Dillard's. In fact, my dad, who was Mr. Gossipy Pants, went up to her first and said, oh, who are you? What do you do? And then I saw Dad talking to Arlene. I said, oh, what are these beautiful things?
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I wish you guys could see what we're looking at. I mean, this lace embroidery all along the edges. And
so
it's just so beautiful.
I know. It looks so dreamy, doesn't it?
Yeah. It is dreamy. I mean, it's a dreamy
day. Married, maybe.
Yeah, all we girls would do it over and over again. Well, how about this? How about I'm a second bride or being married the third time, and I want to look beautiful. I want to look tasteful, but I'm not going to be in a long white dress or a cream dress.
Not a problem.
What can I do?
Well, there's this something, you know, everything old is new again. There's birdcage veils.
Oh.
And hair ornaments. I mean, there's all different options. That's the beauty of going custom. You don't have to do what's in the store.
Traditional veil.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, many of the young brides are very untraditional. Color's becoming very popular. I make a lot of veils where, say, their dress is white, but there may be a hint of pink in it. Well, on the beading on the veil, even though the veil itself may be white, we will accent the color of the dress. So color is very popular right now, as well as the very traditional. I mean, we go all ends of the rainbow.
You do the gamut. So if I'm a bride and I come into you and I say, Arlene, I always wear my hair long like this. You know, I have bangs. It's long and it's red. And my dress is going to be like a soft, soft pink. What do I do for what can I put on my head with the long hair and the bangs? And would you recommend like a flower on the side or a headband of sorts?
Probably. I mean, it depends. I mean, I always refer back to the bride. She ultimately knows in her gut what she wants to look like.
Right.
So I go with that. I mean, I will always offer up my suggestions.
Okay.
But I always keep in mind that her opinion is the only one that really counts. Yeah. Although I will try to guide her and show her what I think would be the most appropriate to make her the most beautiful and to be comfortable for the day. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, this isn't just a 5-minute thing. You know, they're going to wear this
all day,
for their evening, ceremony, their reception. Yeah. And a lot of the brides now like to be able to wear a piece of their veil, say, like on my birdcage veils, I normally make a piece detachable so they can take the veil off and then wear the piece in their hair. And then they wear it every anniversary thereafter.
Aww,
so that it becomes sentimental for them as well.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I think our wonderful engineer here is putting some photos of these veils on our website. So if you're listening in and you're at your computer and you want to go look at them, or after the show, go to facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.
Okay.
And you can see photos of these incredible veils that she's brought in here today.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. I have a question that, because I watch David Tatera's My Fair Wedding.
Oh, like, I do too.
Faithfully. Don't you love him?
He's amazing.
Oh, my God. I would marry him if he was.
Let's not go there. If you weren't already engaged.
If he wasn't already living with somebody, or I wasn't already engaged, but he is the bomb. This guy is so great. Anyway, what I want to say about him is that I like every little detail that he does with his brides, and he doesn't miss a trick. And one thing I thought about is, what if this a bride brought in her idea of what her bouquet was going to be, and she'd say to you, I'm doing the most gorgeous bouquet with lilies and this flower and that flower. What if, would she be able to pick one of the flower designs out of her bouquet to embroider in the veil?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Again, going back to being a custom piece.
Right.
That's my bride. Yeah. My bride, who just any veil is fine, isn't the bride for me. My bride is that bride that really wants that little detail, that little extra step.
Yeah.
How long does it take to do one of these beautiful veils? from start to finish?
From beginning to end, I always start off with either a conversation with the bride, because I do work with brides that are out of state. I never see them. I never meet them face to face. And I obviously work with brides here in Las Vegas as well. If they're here in Vegas, we actually meet. I work from my home. So they actually come to my home and we begin there. Like I said, I have five different basic veil styles that they can start with. And then we talk about the detail. I'm currently working with a bride who is incorporating her mother's veil into this veil. We're actually
using some of the pieces.
Yes, oh, nice. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And incorporating the monogram on it. So we start with the initial consultation. I normally try to sketch, even though I don't draw well at all, I normally try to sketch something out so they have a basic idea of what I'm talking about. And then once I actually begin the veil, it normally takes me about a month and a half to complete it. I have done them in less time, but for me, because it truly is an act of love, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, does the bride pick out the exact fabric and the material and all of that?
They can.
With you, or does she bring you the lace, or what does she do?
She has any option that she wants. She can actually, like the bride that I'm working with currently, who we're incorporating her mother's veil, obviously she brought it with her. A lot of the brides like what they see on the veils that I show them, and we incorporate that. A lot of them will ask for something totally different, and I will go out and try to find exactly what they're looking for.
Okay. So about a month and a half. But you recommend, if you're going to be getting married, most people start this process with the dress and the veil and all of that, usually at least, sometimes a year ahead.
Oh, absolutely.
But 6 months anyway,
absolutely.
I was thinking, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's two questions I have. The first one is about brides who now change clothing during the ceremony. Mm-hmm. They have a wedding ceremony, and then they change into another dress and another headpiece. This is pretty exciting. I mean, we didn't do that in our day, but on all these wedding shows, these girls are
just ways to
these girls are totally
sell
well,
more.
You know what they
make
want? They want
the
a party
bridal
dress. They want to be able
sure
to dance.
Sure.
Because some of them want that gorgeous train and that gorgeous veil when they come down the aisle. And then after that, they want a dress that they can dance in and wear their high heels.
Right. And that's exactly what we talk about. I mean, for instance, the veils that I currently have here with me are cathedral-length veils. They're 9 feet and 10 feet long.
Wow.
Now, I will recommend to a bride, depending upon what she is looking for, if she wants to make a statement as the church doors open or the reception hall opens as she comes walking down the aisle, if you want to make a statement and have no doubt of who's the bride, I highly recommend a cathedral-length veil.
Yeah.
But now, if you're planning on wearing your veil for your photos, the ceremony, and the reception, I do not recommend a cathedral-length veil.
But aren't there some, like in the trains, that can actually, they can come off and you can take part of the train off so that during the reception you can dance? I mean, aren't there, I can look here at one of these veils now that has a shorter part up.
Right.
You take,
absolutely,
make it so that it could
absolutely
be removable and you just have the shorter part.
And many brides aren't even wearing their veils
during
the reception. They want just a hair piece or a hair ornament, which I also do. I mean, I'm capable and love to try to fit every need that the bride is looking for.
So if we're looking at, say, an older bride that's not, it's not a first wedding, and this bride is not going to do a formal first-time wedding gown and veil, but a more maybe tailored look for this older second
absolutely
or third wedding, which we know we all have, some of us have been there. You can do some nice hats or hair
absolutely
pieces
hats are
that
great
go in
too.
Yes, I do a lot of hats.
With veil, with maybe a little face veil.
And I kind of put those into my birdcage department.
Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely.
So cute.
Absolutely.
You know what my question was too? The other question that I have for you is, if I'm looking through a magazine, right, and I see, wow, that's a fabulous headpiece, And maybe I don't want to copy it exactly, but I want you to take a look at it. And I say, Arlene, what do you think about this? Do you think this would look good? And would you be able to make something similar
yes.
to this? You would be able
yes.
to do that?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
you
great.
Know,
that's great.
I think I remember you telling me, Arlene, that you belong to a organization that's kind of a network of people involved in weddings.
Correct.
Wedding networking kind of thing. So if a bride comes to you and you could be a first stop for her and you could connect her with these other resources, correct?
Absolutely.
So we need to tell everybody out there, if you haven't done this, how to get you, because mm-hmm. you're a good source for people that might want to plan a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Well, my actual company is ABT. That's A as in apple, B as in boy, T as in Tom, Custom Monogram Veils. My website is www.abtveils.com. And you can, I'm online, so you can see the different veils, the different birdcage veils, hair accessories. And the networking group that you were speaking of is As You Wish okay. Las Vegas.
Great. And why don't you give the listeners your phone number, Arlene, to reach you also?
My phone number is 702-806-6707.
Great. And that's As You Wish Las Vegas?
Yes.
.com? Okay, good. So people can get hold of you? And
absolutely.
You should be pretty busy right now soon. June.
Yes.
June.
From your lips to God's ears.
Yeah.
We got to get the girls out there interested in doing something wonderful for themselves. I just see so many beautiful things on those wedding shows. I'm like, oh, my God, I know we have people in town that can do stuff like that.
That
I
mean, is very true.
Beautiful things. I mean, love those weddings that they put together, don't you?
Yes.
It's like, oh, they're dreamy. They're absolutely dreamy.
Yes.
And we have all the right people here, the right venues. We have everything. Las Vegas is such a beautiful town for weddings. I mean,
absolutely.
There's a million places to make a grand happening.
You can do anything you want. You can mm-hmm. go from grand to the drive-through.
I know, which is
but you need a veil or a headpiece
you
either way.
You have to have it, right? You right. really have to have it.
Well, Arlene, thank you so much for coming in. We hope that we see you again and we hear from you again, and hopefully we'll get you some business out there just by talking about you, because we want everybody, all these lovely ladies out there, to know that they can find a friend in you to make them look beautiful on their wedding day.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. I would love to work with them.
That is so great. Okay,
good
thanks
to have
again.
You here, Arlene. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We're going to sign off now for a few minutes, and Sue's going to take us to commercial, and then we'll be right back. Thank you.
Leslie Lovell has been designing homes here in Las Vegas for many years. Leslie can design any style, from cowboy to contemporary. She has the vision to walk into a room and see it completed immediately, as an artist looks at a blank canvas and instinctively knows the results. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395, Town Center Interior Design, for a complimentary interior design consultation. That's Town Center Interior Design at 702-242-2395.
Whether you're a hard-working, busy executive or a retiree looking to enjoy the good life, at your service in Summerlin, Las Vegas' premier personal services company discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks, from decorating for the holidays, planning and preparing for a special event, to managing your daily lifestyle, with tasks such as organizing your home and office, shopping, errand running, and meal preparation. Let At Your Service in Summerlin provide you with high-quality, professional personal services. At Your Service in Summerlin is proud to extend the red carpet to all of its clients. The task can be as simple as setting an appointment or as complex as planning a black tie affair. Make all of the hours in your day count. Call today for more information. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012. This is Home Sweet Home, sponsored by Town Center Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, Pam and Leslie.
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home, and I'm Leslie Lovell with Town Center Design, and Pam Adams with At Your Service in Severland. Hi, Pam. I promised Pam that I wanted her, and I would let her finish this leap year thing, because I thought it was so cute, and she'll give us a little overview, very short, of what she did last week, but finish it up today. Go ahead, Pam.
Thanks. Okay, last week we kind of talked about leap year, since February this year is a leap year, and this occurs once every 4 years. I kind of went over how this happens, so I'll do it again. All of us think that there are actually 365 days in a year, and in point of fact, this isn't true. The Earth turns roughly 365 and a quarter times on its axis by the time it's completed a full year's orbit around the sun. This means that periodically the calendar has to catch up with us. That's why we have the convention of leap years. A leap year contains one extra day, February 29th, for a total of 366 days. 2012 is a leap year. A leap year is skipped every now and then to keep the calendar on track. Okay? And interestingly enough, this was, believe it or not, invented. Leap year was invented by Julius Caesar, Emperor Julius Caesar, in 45 BC. He added a leap day occurring every 4 years to the calendar until he created, or the calendar that he actually created. Until then, the calendars back then were a total mess. People born on leap year are called leaplings or lepers. And it's fun to rib them for enjoying 75% fewer birthdays than the rest of us. So you can imagine, if you're 60 years old and you're born on leap year, you could actually say that you're 25 or some 20.
Okay, works. Let's do it.
Let's do this. But now there is a downside.
There's always a downside.
Well, just imagine if you got married on leap year.
Yeah.
Now there's a
yeah.
First of all, a lot of years you'd never have the 29th of February to celebrate your anniversary. So
most guys forget anyway. So.
One of the things you could do is say, "Okay, honey, we're going to celebrate it on the 28th
and
March the 1st."
Yeah, you get 2 days.
Get two out of one. But what the thing that has come down in lore or history regarding leap year is a thing called ladies' privilege. So this year, gals, this was developed by the Irish. It's an Irish legend, actually, that says St. Bridget complained to St. Patrick that women were having to wait far too long for a marriage proposal. So he proclaimed February 29th as the day that women could get down on one knee and ask a man to pledge his love eternal. Now, since this opportunity only comes around every 4 years, the saint built in a strategy for the possibility that a guy might say no. Rather than be totally rejected and dejected, he also decreed that if turned down, the woman should extract a fine from the man or be given a beautiful garment of some kind. So there you have it, ladies. Ask and ye shall receive. If not an engagement ring, the guy will have to get you something for your efforts. I think this is fun. So do we think that February 29th is a great day to get married? They say not only are you looking at an anniversary gifts once every 4 years, but it might feel a little ungrounded to be in a marriage that technically can only be celebrated on the same day every 4 years.
Yeah, that's
right. But on the other hand, this might keep marriage fresh. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's
so it's fun.
Since we just had a lady on that deals with weddings and brides and all that stuff, I had a bride ask me about a year ago about if I thought it was appropriate for her to have her wedding in her home. And I'd kind of like to talk about that for just a second, because
sure,
we have another guest. And Pam, you've got some other announcements today. But
I do.
You know, this is a tough question, because you really have to have a lot of space to do this at home, especially if you have a nice size crowd. And I think she had about 75 people, which is pretty nice size, you mm-hmm. know. But by the time you add servers in there for, you know, your catering, and you add music, if you have, you know, instruments coming in, music to play, you're looking at, you know, close to like 85 people or so. And
sure,
that's a big crowd for a house. So
my advice to you, ladies and gentlemen out there, thinking about having a home wedding, if it's a small one, you know, I think with, you know, more, no more than like 25 to 35 people, and your home is, you know, just medium size, it's not over, you know, 3,000 square feet, I think you're probably safe to do a small wedding in your home. Now, if you have a grand home with a big yard and a beautiful pool, and that's a whole different story. Right. That's almost like a venue. But, you know, be careful with the home weddings, because it's really hard to confine a lot of people, and you wind up stepping over each other. We've gone to parties like that, some of our events in our community, where they jam people in, and you're so uncomfortable. So,
well, you know, there are so many event facilities in this town.
Really.
My goodness, Las Vegas is so full of it. So
yeah,
full of event facilities, I mean to say.
Really.
But you can find many, many beautiful places that you can rent.
Sure you can.
To hold your, maybe not just the wedding, but a reception anyway.
And imagine the cleanup in your house after.
Yeah, well,
oh my God.
Too much fun either.
It's not really a lot of fun. Pam, go ahead and give the horoscope for today.
Sure. Okay, guys. You know, we do a little horoscope section. It seems like today's our wedding day, isn't it?
Yes.
the planning of weddings.
Yeah.
Which is kind of appropriate because it is February and we're, you know, people start planning a lot of spring and summer weddings. But
absolutely.
If you're born this month in February, from February 19th to March the 20th, you're a Pisces. And we know that the zodiac birth sign of Pisces is ruled by Neptune. The Pisces symbol features a pair of fish swimming head to tail in a circle. And it's representative of life after death or reincarnation, which I think is very interesting. If you were born today, you're hungry for knowledge and to apply your intelligence to projects that are meaty and important. You have a calm exterior that draws others to you. It's as if you might heal others only with your presence, as you have a very comforting effect. Even so, you have an independent streak that is unmistakable, and you are stronger than others might imagine. Extremely appealing, most of you find it easy to attract who and what you want into your life. Limitations upset you, and you demand, nicely, to have your freedom and to be loved for who you are. If you are born today, on February the 28th, you share your birthday today with Bernadette Peters, the actress, Mario Andretti, the race car driver, Brian Jones, who was an original member of the Rolling Stones, in case you wondered, and let's see, two others that I found, Gilbert Gottfried, who is a comedian, and Charles Durning, wonderful, wonderful character actor.
Yeah, he is.
So you've got some interesting people there with birthdays today on February the 28th.
Sure is. I don't know how many of you watch the Oprah Network on Channel 67 OWN, but I watched something early this morning because I got up with the chickens on Steven Tyler. Wow.
Oh.
What a story from Aerosmith.
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly macaroni. I mean, that was a story and a half. I stayed awake to watch it. It was something else.
Really?
So if you get to catch a rerun of that, it's quite an interesting story.
Well, he's had quite an interesting life.
Wow.
Yes,
he sure has. And he lives in this beautiful country home. I mean, it's really worth watching the interview. She does a great job with it.
Well, and you can see him every week.
Yeah, on American Idol. That's true. I think they just released Dancing with the Stars candidates today. One is Sherry Shepherd from The View.
Is that right?
And
I missed that.
Yeah.
Who else? Do you remember?
I can't remember the other guy's name. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to tell you more about it next week.
But there's
a few.
Maybe our audience.
Maybe somebody
will
can call in at 731-1230 and tell us who's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely.
But I did see Sherry Shepherd, and she's going to be a hoot on that show. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
So we're going to go to break, and let Sue take us out. When we come back, we're going to introduce Eugenia from Senna Cosmetics.
Fabulous.
So Sue, take us out from Home Sweet Home, and we'll see you in a minute.
Whether you're a hard-working, busy executive or a retiree looking to enjoy the good life, at your service in Summerlin, Las Vegas's premier personal services company discreetly manages clients' daily needs by taking care of time-consuming tasks from decorating for the holidays, planning and preparing for a special event, to managing your daily lifestyle with tasks such as organizing your home and office, shopping, errand running, and meal preparation. Let At Your Service in Summerlin provide you with high-quality, professional personal services. At Your Service in Summerlin is proud to extend the red carpet to all of its clients. The task could be as simple as setting an appointment or as complex as planning a black tie affair. Make all of the hours in your day count. Call today for more information. Call Pam Adams at Your Service in Summerlin, 702-330-3012. 702-330-3012. Growing up in an interior design studio gave Leslie many unique experiences within the interior design industry. At her colorful father's side, she learned the industry through osmosis. She was having so much fun listening to her dad interact with his clients and following him to the wholesale furniture markets in New York City that she didn't realize she'd absorbed a world of information. After she graduated from design school, she was more than ready to begin a career in the industry. Growing up in the interior design field is what sets Leslie apart. She loves what she does and comes by her profession naturally. Let Leslie Lovell take you through the interior design process for your home or office. You will instantly feel at ease with her great taste, elegance, and ability to make you feel comfortable. Leslie shops in her design studio filled with great catalogs and fabrics, as well as the wholesale to the trade markets in Las Vegas and Los Angeles. A Las Vegas resident for over 25 years. Call Leslie at 702-242-2395 or email leslieallovell@gmail.com or visit her website, towncenterdesign.com. That's Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas, 702-242-2395. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Design. Visit them at townsetterdesign.com. Now, here again, your hosts, Pam and Leslie.
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home. I'm Leslie Lovell, Town Center Interior Design, and Pam Adams from At Your Service in Summerlin. And we're going to welcome Eugenia from Senna Cosmetics to the show. So let's do our interview. Eugenia.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. Just got back from a little short jaunt to California for the weekend, Newport Beach.
Oh, yeah? Where?
I just went to the Newport Beach, Irvine, you know, Balboa area. Mm. Had a nice, mm-hmm. fun time. Mm. I'm sure you're familiar. You're from California.
Oh, yeah, we have a store there.
Oh, you do? Oh, next time I go down, I'll have to call you and go to the store.
Yeah, we have a great, beautiful store there, right, in Corona del Mar, which is really Newport Beach.
Oh, good. I'll have to go down. Well, let me tell the audience who I'm speaking with right now.
Okay.
And I'm speaking with Eugenia, and you are the CEO of Senna Cosmetics?
I'm the creative director and the founder.
Okay, the founder and the creative director. Well, that's good enough. I know we have, I called you because I have a lot of interest in your product. I love your product, and I've been around a long time and rarely come across something I love so much that I want to call and talk to somebody about it. So I'm so excited to be talking to you. And I know you gave me a list of, you know, things that you wanted me to talk about because we want the ladies out there to understand all about your cosmetics and why I feel they're so different from everything else that's out there. So can we just start on some questions?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see. Can you give me three makeup myths that we all believe in era?
Okay. Well, one myth that I always come across when I'm tweezing eyebrows, because that's what we, you know, really, really do a lot in our studios, is never tweeze on the top above the eyebrow. And that's a total myth. Because you really have to shape the top of the brow as you do the lower part of the brow. And I always say, would you shave the front of your leg and not the back? You know?
True.
So, you know, that's one of the myths. The other one is that yellow concealer hides under eyeshadows.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Now, that's a myth for me, especially, and for all my customers, because blue under eyeshadows are usually blue in color, and when you mix yellow and blue together, that makes green. So yellow doesn't work for under eye shadows. It works for redness, but you want to use a peach tone for under eye shadows. That refreshes and it neutralizes the blueness. And so that's another myth.
That's a really important one. That's a really important one.
It's a very important one. Always use a peach tone under the eyes. It just wipes out those under eye shadows, and it makes you look like you've had 8 hours of sleep when you haven't.
Hmm.
The other one is, you know, gals over 40 can't wear shimmery makeup. I do a lot of makeup on a lot of mature women, and when the shimmer is placed in the right spot, it actually makes the skin look younger. So it's really where you place it, you know, on the cheekbones, down the center of the nose, above the bow of the lip, and it actually brings out the features to make a woman look younger and fresher. And when you use it on the eyelids, I don't like metallics necessarily, but I like slight shimmery because it gives a wet look. And when you have a more wet look on the eyelid, it actually helps to disguise wrinkles on the eyelid. So those are my three myths.
Well, they're pretty big things to know about, and a lot of women, I'm sure, have learned something by listening to this, so that's a good thing. I love the Silky Primer, and that's why I called you. I did tell you when we first spoke a while back that a friend of mine gave it to me as a birthday gift, and I fell in love with it. I just thought it was the best thing since high-button shoes. So
it is
so wonderful, and I wanted you to talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's our number one seller. And because I'm a professional makeup artist, what we figured out in the industry is that, you know, you had to have your makeup last all day. And we came up with the silicone ingredients in a moisturizer so that when you would put it on set, it would help to smooth out the skin because of the silicone. It has the ability to fill in pores and fine lines, and it also was over your moisturizer between your foundation, so your foundation stayed on. So now, not only is it available for professionals, it's now available to every woman, and every woman loves it, needs it, must have it, because it just keeps your makeup looking beautiful all day long, and that's what we want.
I have gotten so many compliments on my makeup, and I never did before in my life until I started wearing this product. And I must thank you for that.
thank you for. I'm very flattered and honored. I mean, we really work hard to create the highest quality, high performance cosmetics because I work one on one with so many women, and I know what they need. They tell mm-hmm. me. I work with them. Whether they're an actress or just a professional woman or a homemaker, we work with everyone. So we fulfill the needs of women, and I really know what they want. And this primer is essential because it makes your skin look good. It has light reflection in it, and it also has treatment in it. So it's also a product that's infused with really great ingredients for your skin. And so you want to wear it all day because it improves your skin.
Well, I just love it. You know, I have a question for you on that. When I apply that, do I just put a little tiny bit on a Q-tip for my whole face, or how much do you usually apply?
I like a pea size.
Okay, for your whole face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that I've been pretty close to doing that. Sometimes I want to get a little crazy with it, but
well, you can. You know what? We have women in our Beverly Hills store. This is so funny. They buy 2 and 3, and they use it on their legs.
Oh.
Because it makes your skin look so smooth.
Isn't that awesome?
And your décolleté.
Oh.
Because it has a light reflection in it, so it just makes everything look so smooth and beautiful.
I love that. Okay, mm-hmm. I have a good question here. If you could give women just one important makeup secret, what would that be?
Get your eyebrows done.
Oh. Okay.
By a professional. Or, you know, learn how to fill in your own eyebrows. Very, very important because it's the first step to a beautiful makeup. It really sets the stage. You want to have a perfect brow.
Yes.
It's very important for the face structure to enhance it, to balance the face, and to really give you that beautiful frame above your eyes.
And too many women over-tweeze, don't they?
Yes, they over-tweeze, they over-wax. They're trying to get an arch, I think, but then they just take too much out. I say throw away the tweezers, let the brows grow in, and go to a professional that you're referred to and get a great brow, and then you can keep it up from there, and then go in periodically. I mean, our customers come in once a month for their eyebrow shaping.
That's
and,
great.
Of course, I invented Formabrow, which is a stenciling system that really helps women get those perfect brows on their own. They just stencil them in, and they can use it as a tweezing tool, and you will never, ever take too much of your brow out.
Oh, that's good.
You'll always have that perfect, classic brow that I really believe in. It's so timeless.
Well, some of the most beautiful women in the world, like Brooke Shields and Liz Taylor, they all had most beautiful brows.
Yes. And Grace Kelly.
Oh, Grace Kelly also.
Gorgeous brows.
Gorgeous
yes.
brows. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they looked a little, you know, what I loved about Brooke Shields was hers were a little wild looking, but it was so, you know, it was so pretty, even though it was a little untamed looking, you know.
And, you know, let me tell you something about that look. When you have fuller brows, you look younger.
Mm-hmm.
Because look at it this way. When you see a young child, they don't touch their brows.
Mm-hmm.
As if you tweezed a young child's brows, she would look, they look older.
Sure.
I mean, that's a really terrible example,
honestly.
But I actually, one of my clients tweezed out her 7-year-old daughter.
Oh my God.
Anyway, it gives you a more sophisticated look, but the thinner the brow, the older you look.
Okay,
and
that's good.
Without a doubt. And we don't want to look old.
That's right. Not for a second.
No.
All this, yeah, that's true. All this anti-aging ingredient thing you hear about in every makeup company in the world. I mean, they just push it and push it. I mean, do these things really work? Or are we, I mean, are we girls kidding ourselves? But do they really work?
Well, I think caring for your skin really works.
Okay.
I think cleansing your skin properly, using a serum that has anti-aging active ingredients like peptides. I really do believe they work in moisturizing, protecting your skin on a daily basis with sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I really, really believe they work. But do I think that a $700 face cream works? No.
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous.
It is.
I think just having a daily regime of prepping your skin for makeup properly and removing it properly at night and using nighttime serums on your skin absolutely do preserve the skin. And there are so many great ingredients. There's your peptides. There's all of the vitamin C's. There's so many great ingredients. But I think a regime is really important because you can buy all those items, and if you don't use them, nothing, you know, it's not going to work.
Right.
But I really believe having a regime is so ultimately important.
Yeah, doing the same thing every day for your skin.
Yeah, and there are great ingredients that are coming out on the market that work, and I think a lot of them don't work.
Mm-hmm.
I think peptides are incredible ingredients, and they do really help the skin become smoother, less lined. But you have to be religious to any type of anti-aging regime and use it every single day.
Yes. Make it your thing every day, and
don't do
without it. And I know that going to bed with your makeup on is a really bad idea. I know a lot of women fall asleep and forget to take it off, and that is not good.
It's not good because when you're resting at night, your skin, the oxygen intake is like 10% more. And if you have your skin slathered with your makeup from the day that you haven't removed, it isn't healthy, and it clogs your pores. And, you know, your skin needs to breathe.
Exactly.
And it needs to be very clean. And that keeps the skin young looking and radiant. It's a radiance that you want in your skin as well, that translucency that reflects light and gives a beautiful inner glow that young skin has. And you can achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
I do love, you know, exfoliating products. I think exfoliating is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So I think every woman should have an exfoliating product, whether it's an enzyme or if it's a physical granule. I think everyone needs to exfoliate. It makes a really big difference in how your skin looks and how your serums and your moisturizers perform.
Sure, sure. I have a question for you. I know that you are a makeup artist and you're excellent at what you do, but what are some products that you personally would never live without?
Well, I wear my Barely Base every single day, which I love. It is a an amazing product because it's four products in one.
Mm-hmm.
It's an anti-aging treatment.
Okay.
It's also an SPF 20. It is a foundation, a sheer moisture tint that just evens out the skin. It's hypoallergenic, oil-free.
Wow.
It is like, it is my go-to, and it is another one of our best sellers. So I don't go to the house without it because it's 4-in-1. I just put it on, and the skin has a radiance, a beautiful radiance. And HD HydroCover, which is my high-definition concealer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a compact that has three shades in one, and it's got that peach tone for under the eyes, and it has that yellow tone that helps redness if you have blemishes, and then it has another shade that's more of a skin shade that you can put on, you know, pigmentation on the skin. And because it has hyaluronic filling spheres, it plumps up the areas. I've infused this product with the skincare ingredients, so it's good for your skin while you're wearing it. And my last product, Secret
mm-hmm.
Set,
mm-hmm.
is an invisible setting powder that you use to set concealer and, you know, get rid of any shine on your skin,
mm-hmm.
and it's completely clear. That is bar none my favorite product. I love, love, love Secret Set.
Well, I'm going to try some of those products.
You have to try Secret Set. It's amazing.
I will.
Those are my three. I have a lot of other favorites, but I could go on and on.
You could. I know. But, you know, when you love what you do, and obviously you love what you do,
it
just shows, you know, and we're excited. I'm like that with interior design. I'm so excited about it. But
I love interior design,
I mean,
too. I wish I could do it well.
Oh, well, I wish I could do what you do well. I really respect that. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the smoky eye thing. Everybody's talking about mm-hmm. this red lipstick with smoky eye makeup. Bad, good. What do you say?
Well, I really prefer a lighter lip with a smoky eye.
Okay.
I really do. Although, sometimes for a very, very red carpet event at night, I think a red lip will work.
Mm-hmm.
If you really, you know, really want to really jazz it up. And red is very classic.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a very soft, smoky look.
Right.
But if you want to, like, a sexy, that's a very feminine, I think, classic look with the red lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
And with the way that we do makeup now, you would do the cheeks just hardly any blush, just a tint,
right.
So that it isn't overpowering. That's how I would do red lipstick, a smoky eye. Then the look that everybody loves is a smoky eye with the lashes and the pale lip, and then you can wear bronzer. And that's another look. So I think it depends on you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on the person that, if you're afraid of wearing red lipstick, go with the lighter tone when you're wearing a smoky lip. Go
mm-hmm.
with the nude tones.
Right.
And
right.
if you love a red lip, I think that's very beautiful and classic, almost like a Marilyn Monroe kind of look.
Gorgeous.
You know, with more of the eyeliner and maybe a little bit of a lighter lid,
exactly.
but still kind of smoky. I think that looks really beautiful.
You know who does that really well? Well, of course, she advertises for makeups and cosmetics is Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I love the red lips with those beautiful eyes that she has. I mean, she just pulls that off so well.
Yeah.
It looks great on her.
It's very fresh. It's very fresh.
It really
and,
is pretty.
Yeah, you see more reds now on the models and the runway and on the celebrities. And, you know, hopefully people will be more comfortable with it because red is a shade that a lot of women aren't comfortable wearing.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Yeah, it is very powerful.
It is.
And then you pair it with a powerful eye, and boy, you go to town.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
Well, Gucci is doing that, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's doing that. But then he doesn't do any brows. So you've got to eliminate something. So I say eliminate a lot of blush and
yes.
do the red lip, smoky eye, just glowing skin.
Yes, glowing skin is wonderful. Well, we're going to come to a close, Eugenia, and I just want to tell you thank you so much for agreeing to speak with us today on our station. We do everything about the home, our show, Home Sweet Home, you know, everything that involves mm-hmm. we girls and boys, too, that, you know, we would do in the home and everything we'd use in our home. And of course, skincare is definitely one of those things that we need to take care of every day. So
and women love makeup. And I'm so thrilled that I'm able to talk on your show about makeup and give tips that possibly, you know, women don't know about and will help them. I'm just flattered to do that for you.
Well, thank you.
And thrilled to do that as well. I love helping women look better.
Me too.
That's what I've always done, and I love it.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Well, I would love to have you back on the show, and I promise I'll keep in touch, and we'll schedule another day for some more questions, and have fun with it.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Eugenia.
Yes, I really appreciate it.
Have a lovely week, and thank you again.
Okay, Leslie. All right. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home, and I just want to give some information about how to find Eugenia's company. It's Senna, S-E-N-N-A, cosmetics.com, or toll-free 800-537-3662. And she's a great guest, and she's very informative.
Wonderful product line.
Isn't she great? Oh,
yes,
beautiful products.
Really nice stuff.
I want to hand over the mic to Pam for a moment. She's going to talk about an event or a women's club that
right,
she has
right,
information
right.
on.
I've come across a group that I think is just wonderful, and it's some valuable information for some of you gals out there. There's a club in Summerlin. It's called the Women's Club of Summerlin. And this is a it's an organization of women founded as a nonprofit. And this was the group was founded in September of 2001. And it consists of a group of women working together to benefit the women and children of our community through philanthropic endeavors. The vision of the Women's Club of Summerlin is to grow the membership of women committed to our mission and to expand the reach in the community so that they may positively influence and enrich the lives of others. What is so fabulous about this group is that they actually have a thing they call a grant they call Dare to Dream. And this is a grant that is awarded each year by the Women's Club of Summerlin to assist local women 21 years of age or older who are striving to improve their lives or to fulfill their dreams. These grants are given or may be used for education, skills training, or business development. It's a fabulous thing. I'd love for anybody out there who's interested in this to check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/homesweethomeradio. I'm going to have some information up there about this grant. If anybody's looking to improve their lives or know of some young women or just an old women, whatever out there that needs some help, check it out on our Facebook page. This is a real worthy organization.
Thanks, Pam. And I just want to mention, too, about our Sunset Amateur Photograph Contest, Photography Contest. We are coming up upon the first day of spring soon. It's going to run from the first day of spring to the first day of summer. We want you amateur photographers to email us photos of your favorite sunsets in the Southwest to leslieaLovell@gmail.com or pamadams471@gmail.com. We would love to see some photos. We're going to have our professional friend judge them. She's a professional photographer, and a wonderful gift basket for Williams-Sonoma if you win. So I would love for some of you to do this for us, because there are some amazing sunsets, gorgeous in the Southwest, especially this time of year. So we'd love for you to get involved in that. And Pam wants to just mention our Vegas All Net Radio for a second and our Facebook page, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Once again, that's facebook.com/homesweethomeradio. You know, all of these shows that we do here, we broadcast on Tuesday at noon. And this is on KLAV 1230 AM radio dial. But you can go at any time to VegasAllNetRadio.com and look at or listen, link on to any of the shows that we've recorded and archived there.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had a great show today. I want to thank our guests again, Arlene DeLuca with her gorgeous bridal veils,
yes,
and Eugenia from Senna Cosmetics. Pam and I really try our best to bring you information about products out there that you may never heard about, have heard of, or, you know, introduce you to some new things in the community. We try hard also to bring you up to current events and do our very, very best.
Right.
So I want to sign off now. We're going to sign off until next week. You're listening to Home Sweet Home with Leslie Lovell from Town Center Design and Pam Adams from At Your Service in Summerlin. Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Have a great day.